All this week, we're talking about places that have made significant progress reducing homelessness. Bergen County in northern New Jersey is one. It's across the Hudson River from New York City and is the most populous county in that state. And it was recognized by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development as the first community in the country to end chronic homelessness back in 2017. Joining us now is Julia Orlando, who's the director of the Bergen County Housing, Health, and Human Services Center in Hackensack, New Jersey. Julia, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And first of all, just tell us a little bit about Bergen County. Describe the homelessness problem as it existed about 10 years ago.
So here in Bergen County, we're a very large community. We're just about under a million people. About 10 years ago, we were really focused in on a growing chronic homeless population. At that time, we also had four temporary shelters that were really inadequate. And so in 2007, we began focus groups with about 200 community participants to really analyze the shortfalls and the barriers to our existing system.
And when you say you've got about a million people living there in Bergen County, how many people were chronically homeless at that time?
So it was estimated that it was several hundred people. Over the past decade that I've been doing this work, the definition of chronic homelessness has changed over time. And we found that once we really were meeting with people one-on-one and analyzing the needs, that number was higher.
So what did you do to bring the number down?
So one of the key parts of our 10-year plan was to develop the Housing, Health, and Human Services Center. By having one facility in this suburban area to provide meals, to provide housing, to provide services in one location, we were able to better address the needs of a chronically homeless person rather than having to have them transverse through the entire county of Bergen. We provided a location that was a one-stop center where that individual could get all of the services that they needed, and that really served to be, I think, a turning point in our work.
Was it difficult to get some of the homeless people to come to that location?
You know, what's interesting is I think when you're doing this work, there's always the belief that people will be resistant to shelter. And if you create a space that is welcoming and it's, you know, there's low barriers to getting into the facility, people will come in for services. And I think that's really very important, is you want the space that you're working in to be welcoming so that people will not be afraid to come in. They're not going to be afraid that they're going to have to also give up their belongings. And that's a very important piece when you're working with chronically homeless individuals.
So that's a place that they can come for services. What about for shelter at night? Where do they sleep?
So it's all in the same facility. Mm-hmm. So we have 90 beds of shelter. We also have capacity for another 30. So the way that the facility is designed is you can be in the same place to sleep, in the same place for all three meals of the day, and in the same place for all of the services.
And what about getting them permanent housing?
So the Housing Authority of Bergen County oversees all of the programming for the facility. And so there is access to vouchers, there's access to housing, as the Housing Authority of Bergen County has a 20% set aside of their affordable housing, of their vouchers for this facility. And by prioritizing access for homeless individuals, people are not just entering our system, but they're also exiting to permanent housing.
And what has been the biggest challenge there? Because that is the issue that so many communities around the country deal with, is to get people who are chronically homeless into permanent housing so that they're not having to live in a temporary shelter.
The challenges, I think, for us is in many places that you'll see around the country is, of course, getting access to landlords that will work with you, making sure that apartments will accept a subsidy, will accept a person that has a chronicity. So what we have established with our partners is a relationship with landlords to make sure that those landlords know that they're going to get paid every month. They know that if there's any kinds of issues, There's going to be someone there to talk to. We don't just, you know, end our relationship with the person when they leave and go to permanent housing. We maintain that relationship. And so together, we really become a safety net for that person to make sure that not only are they going to permanent housing, but that they're also succeeding in permanent housing.
What are you doing to prevent people and families from becoming homeless in the first place?
So I think that that's very important. And the center also provides eviction prevention. If someone is about to be evicted, we can actually stop that process by providing back rent to the person. We can also provide first month's rent and security to the person to get them into something that's more affordable. You know, we're also supporting and encouraging expansion of affordable housing. If people can access affordable housing, that they can, you know, with a livable wage, and we can stop some of that food insecurity, that we can help people to continue to stay in their homes.
So I imagine that one of the questions that people have as they're listening to you talk about some of these solutions that have worked for you in Bergen County is, how much does all of this cost? How does it get paid for, all of these programs you're talking about?
Absolutely. And I think what's really important is when people come to look at our facility, they'll say, well, you know, it would be very expensive for us to build this building. And what we say to people is, it's really not having a huge, large facility to do all this. It's really the kind of work that you're doing. And I think the key to Bergen County is our collaboration. It's working with all of our partners together, where everyone has the same goal. The other thing that's really been helpful for us is to have our county trust fund, having a homeless county trust fund to fill in the gaps when you need services and really there's nothing else to pay for a certain thing that you need, has been tremendously helpful.
So when you look around the country and you see other places that are still dealing with large numbers of people who are chronically homeless, what is the first thing that you tell them that they ought to do what you've done?
I think the most important thing is to have a goal. If your goal is to end chronic homelessness, then the thing that you need to do is you need to make sure you're prioritizing those folks. And you're going to need everyone on the same page. It's very difficult for people to understand at first the benefits of housing your most vulnerable in your community. But when I look at a place like Hackensack, New Jersey, once we really eliminated chronic homelessness, people no longer saw people sleeping on a bench or in a park. The quality of life for people has really improved. And I think when you do that, then you can focus on all of your other priority populations of homelessness. So for example, now that we've ended chronic homelessness, people who are experiencing homelessness for the first time, it can be rare, it can be brief, and it can be non-recurring, because we can focus our efforts on those individuals, making sure that they don't become chronic homeless because they're waiting for an intervention.
Julia, what is the biggest challenge you still have there when it comes to dealing with the homeless in Bergen County?
So right now, a big focus for us is our aging baby boomers. We have a large percentage of individuals who are aging and have medical challenges and who also have lived here, you know, probably their whole lives. It's very difficult for them to perhaps accept the fact that perhaps living alone without support is not a realistic thing. And so we're working very hard right now with hospitals, local hospitals, to really make sure that if people are going to be, you know, aging in place or living longer, that we're making sure that those services are not only accessible, but also affordable. And so that's the big focus for us. In addition, on the other spectrum is our young adults, our 18 to 24 year olds. We have a young adult task force. We also have a youth council made up of currently homeless young people to help guide us in what the needs are of young people. Because what we're seeing with them is young people can be staying in an apartment with a friend and couch surfing, yet they don't see themselves as homeless. So what an older person looks at and what a younger person looks at as homeless and their needs are completely different.
But you're saying with young people, they may actually be staying somewhere. They may be living under a roof, but you would consider them homeless.
For a lot of them, it might be that they are staying in someone's apartment or staying with a friend's house a couple nights here, a couple nights there. So is that stably housed? Is that permanently housed? And the answer is no. So what we're really making sure is, are they safe? Are they going to school? We have to recognize that all youth are vulnerable, because we know that for every day that a young adult is homeless, there's a 2% chance that when we house them, you know, into someplace safe, that they're going to return to homelessness. The essence of the work is on urgency. So many of our young adults are exploited and can be in situations that are really precarious. And so we want to make sure that we're doing really good assessments with them and offering them really safe places to stay.
That is Julia Orlando, who is director of the Bergen County Housing, Health, and Human Services Center in Hackensack, New Jersey. Bergen County was the first in the country to end chronic homelessness. Julia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on the program today.
And tomorrow, our series continues in Chicago, where some hospitals are treating homelessness as a health condition, providing housing for chronically homeless patients.